Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Burt Show.
All right, so what do you guys have going on in your life you want to share with the Burt Show? We throw it out to our family everywhere except Lexington, where we're not anymore. And try to get you guys some advice. And this will be part two here, because going into the weekend, I don't know if this has ever happened to you guys, where you set a friend up with somebody else and then you realize, like, damn, why did I just do that?
I should have set him up with me.
You should have set him up for me. And that's exactly what she's been going through here. Mo's got the recap.
Yeah, she said she's feeling like a crappy friend because she doesn't want to mess it up with her other friend. However, the problem is she has a guy friend who she's been friends with you. They worked together till a couple months ago, and he's always been someone to give her advice and hang out with her, but it was never anything more than that. And then she thought one day, well, I have a friend that may be good for him, and so she set the both of them up, and I think they actually hit it off a little better than she anticipated. And so now they're hanging out without her, and they seem to really have something special going, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, she now has this jealousy, and she doesn't know if it's for the guy, if it's for their situation, but seemingly it's come from out of nowhere, and she doesn't know if she should sabotage it, if she should even bring it up. What should she do
in a case like this? Even before we get into the email update, can you see like how much fun they're having and be jealous by that situation and not necessarily the guy and not even know the difference?
Yeah, you don't want him, but you want that,
right?
Yeah, that makes sense.
I think that's what's happening.
Hey, Burt Show. Yes, I heard the advice. I gotta tell ya, I'm not quite seeing things the same way. It all feels like something way more real than just jealousy. I know some of you thought that I was just going to lose interest if they break it off, but the more I think about them together, the more I'm convinced this isn't just a phase. It's like my eyes have been blasted wide open and I can't unsee what's been right in front of me for like forever. I haven't said anything to either of them yet. I'm just trying to figure out how not to make this a total disaster, you know? Part of me thinks I should just confess my feelings to him and see what happens. Or maybe I tell her as a friend and she'll back off before things get serious. The only other option I can come up with is trying to divert her attention to someone else.
Wow. Let's make the mess messier.
Sleight of hand.
Uh-huh.
Look over here. Here I am over here.
I have a few guys in mind. Maybe that's the best option. Honestly, this whole thing is a mess, but I guess life and relationships always are.
No.
Wish me luck.
It's not life, it's you.
I mean, statistically, who knows if these two are going to be together very long. So she can hold out and hope for the demise of their relationship. Or in a case like this, would you even be open to your friend coming to you and going, I think I made a big old mistake?
I'm trying to put myself in that position of the girl who's dating the guy that your friend set you up with, and then she comes out of the blue like, oh, never mind, I like him instead. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I would
awkward convo.
I would feel some type of way about it if one of my friends did that to me, because it would feel more like jealousy than anything.
Yeah.
Because you went out on a limb and you set us up. And so if you really had feelings for this person, in my mind, you would have said something before it all. So if it takes me getting a relationship with him for you to want him, I'd be like, girl. So I think statistically, if you're going to try and set her up with somebody else, if we're going to follow the pattern here, you're probably going to fall for whoever you set her up with next.
Would that make you double down and date him harder?
Yeah, I'd marry that fool.
just out of spite, I'd put a ring on it.
We're going to Vegas today. Would you be cool with that?
No, I think in either situation, it would frustrate me. If I were the friend and I really liked her, and then now you come and try to take it back, I would be frustrated. And if I was the guy and you set me up and then all of a sudden you tried to take it back, because I would feel like what Abby said. Well, where was all this energy before then? So I think either way it would frustrate me. And her best play is to just let it play out, because if you do get in the middle of it, you could end up losing not only both of them as friends. So I think you got to let it play out.
Yeah, I think it's some soul searching here. Like, I really think you got to ask yourself, is it the dude or is it just the happiness that you're seeing that they're having right now that you want for yourself? And I think you're probably going to realize, like, it's probably not the dude.
Yeah, I don't get the sense that it is the dude. But here's the thing. Like you said, statistically, they're probably going to break up at some point. Or if they don't, then they were meant to be. And then you can rest easy at night that even though you feel a little bit jealous and you feel some type of way about their relationship, I still think if they end up together, you did the right thing. And you put two soulmates together.
She's going to be mad at that wedding, though.
Oh.
She's going to be upset.
She does not need to be making a speech.
Not at all.
No drinking at that wedding for her, because that's when it all comes out. I think you just got to chalk this one up as an L right here.
Yeah, take the L, girl.
Yeah, take the L, girl. It's a loss for you. It's a win for your friend. It's a big time win.
The Burt Show.